Hello, and welcome to Pulse of the Region, brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. The Metro Hartford Alliance is an investor-based economic development partnership focused on business development and growth, retaining jobs, attracting talent, ensuring a strong urban core, and promoting all the great things in our Hartford region. You can learn more about our mission and how to get involved at metrohartford.com. Thank you to our sponsor of the show, Oak Hill. Oak Hill believes that people with disabilities have the right and capability to be contributing, productive members of their communities. Building from that belief, they established a full-service organization to care for, educate, and advocate for disabled people, their families, and their communities. You can learn more at oakhillct.org. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Kate Bauman. As you may know, the Metro Hartford Alliance is made up of several initiatives, one being Innovation Destination Hartford, which is also commonly known as IDH. Today, we are celebrating IDH's five-year anniversary. To share more about this initiative and its impact on our community, we have four guests joining us, and this is going to be, just based on our quick introduction before we started taping, a really great and exciting show. So first off is my colleague, Nan Price. Nan is the content manager at the Metro Hartford Alliance. So hi, Nan. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Fantastic. And our second guest is John Shimo, former Vice President of Economic Development with the Metro Hartford Alliance. John, welcome.
Well, good morning. It's nice to be back in Hartford, even if it's virtually.
I was going to say, good to have you back. I've heard nothing but absolutely fantastic things about you. So really excited to have you on the show with us today.
Thanks.
And next up is we have a close friend of IDH is Ojala Naeem, who's head of experimentation, personal insurance innovation at Travelers. Hello, Ojala.
Hey, thank you so much for having me today.
Of course. And I have to say, I really, your title, I need to get a cool title like that.
Yeah, that one got pretty lucky with that. So it's a handful, a mouthful, and a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Well, excited to learn more about that today. But first, rounding out our crew is Executive Director of Makerspace CT, Devra Sosinski. And hopefully,
a mouthful. Thank you.
I know. So, Devra, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity to be with such an esteemed group of panelists.
Good. Oh, I love it. Well, to start off is, Nan, can you give us an idea, an overview of what Innovation Destination Hartford is?
Sure. At its simplest form, IDH is a hub of information for the region's entrepreneurial and innovation ecosystem, which is also a mouthful. Really, it's a place for resources and storytelling about our region's entrepreneurs, innovators, startups, a place where we can share their successes and lessons learned and provide information for those who are starting and growing and building their businesses. And I feel like John can really speak to how it came to be.
Definitely. Yeah, John, sure, driving force behind IDH. Talk about kind of where did this concept come from?
Well, yeah, I'd be happy to address that. It was probably about 10 years ago when the Alliance started thinking about getting into the innovation and entrepreneurship space and supporting that community. So we started to go down that road by organizing startup weekends. That was, I'll call it the flavor of the day at the time, where you might attract 75 to 100 budding entrepreneurs, invite them over a weekend and orchestrate a very intense session where people had opportunities to build their own businesses. So at that time, it was like a global phenomena. We did five of them all together right through 2015. And we said, well, we've got to do more than this. So we held some focus groups to better gauge, how our local startups felt about the region's entrepreneurial environment. And I would say resoundingly, we heard that there needed to be a better and easier way to connect entrepreneurs to resources they needed to support their businesses. But at the same time, we felt that there was a lot more going on in Hartford's entrepreneurial front than we or anyone else gave us credit for. And that was the point at which we decided to launch a website that would basically do two things. One, help entrepreneurs connect to resources, and two, to market the region as a great place to start and grow a business. So that's how this thing launched in 2015. We hired CCAT, now Novus, to build out the website. We hired Pro Communications to do the branding, Tim Lawbacker to build out the back end of the sites to help entrepreneurs find resources. We hired Man, best thing we could have done. And it was funny because we worried about having enough stories to fill the website. Well, let me say this, that it was never a problem. We had plenty right from the get-go, never had to worry about it. So looking back, it was a great launch. You know, our audience reaches around the country and the globe with significant viewership from places like New York City and Boston.
That's fantastic, and couldn't agree with you more. For anyone who doesn't know Nan, she is the writing queen, so it's a very good choice to bring her on board. And John, I guess, how do you feel, you know, now looking back over the last 5 years, is how has IDH really impacted our community?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, you think about all the viewers that we have from all around the country and the globe. We've made a stake in this, global entrepreneur and innovation community. So, we've raised the flag and said, we're here. You look at all the followers that we have on social media. We've been able to connect so many entrepreneurs to the resources that they need. And I think a lot of people have been astounded about all the things that are going on in this region. So I think just from a marketing perspective alone, it's been a huge success.
And I would just chime in and say that it's kind of created its own community. You know, it's impacted our community, but it's also helped people to find one another. I've just been like honored and thrilled to be part of it and be part of the connecting of other people and letting people know what's going on. So it's been an amazing kind of, like I said, a building of community.
Well, I love that, and certainly with a lot of great partners, and one of those partners is Makerspace CT. And Deborah, can you first tell us a little bit about Makerspace and then kind of talk about the partnership that your organization has with IDH?
Absolutely. So thanks for the opportunity to talk about it, and thank you for calling it Makerspace CT, its name.
Hopefully I got it right.
Frequently along with my name gets kind of convoluted, so thank you. We are a community resource in downtown Hartford in the beautiful G. Fox building. I'm going to say I started in on this probably in 2014, and we got our nonprofit determination letter and formed our corporation in 2016, and it was around that time that I met John Shimo, who I'll just step out of telling you what Makerspace is for a second and tell you that he was extremely welcoming. And not only extremely welcoming, because as I came to town with a peculiar idea that many people were, a woman from the suburbs talking about hardware, not certain that I had all my marbles or where I was going or what I was doing. So John was not only extremely welcoming, but along this same vein, very, very resourceful in saying, you know what, you go here, you go there, you talk to this, you talk to that, talk to this person. In going back to Makerspace CT, our mission is to positively impact lives by enabling education, innovation, and technology. And our goal is to lift up people using making as a vehicle within the community and individually. Therefore, we are a space where people can create, where people ideate, create, manufacture prototypes. We have within our walls a 3,500 square foot professional wood shop. We have a CNC machine shop with lathes and Bridgeports and Haas machines. We have a large metal fabrication shop. We teach welding. We have blacksmithing. We have all sorts of tools to fabricate whatever you need. Plastic formation, vacuum forming, textiles. We teach SolidWorks MasterCam NX. We teach classes in CAD. So we are a space, as I often say, where older technologies meet the newer such as artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and additive manufacturing or 3D printing, and much more. So we're that space where you look at, if you have an idea, if you're an artist or a hobbyist and want to physically create something, if you're an entrepreneur and you need a prototype, if you just need to figure something out and hammer it out or learn some skills, we have so many people here. So along with that, I'm going to answer your question about my partnership with IDH from an entrepreneur and from a startup, because not only am I here to support and be a resource for all sorts of people that may be in that, but I myself just went through it. Hartford's a hard community to get into. I'm so grateful for John to having the foresight to understand that entrepreneurship and innovation is key and critical for moving a city forward. Resources, I often turn to Nan and learn from Nan who is in this area and what they're doing. And not only that, but to keep up and understand, how does that relate to me? When I was coming up as an entrepreneur, resources were scattered. And as an entrepreneur, you like pull a thread of a sweater to unravel it and figure out who's the next person you talk to, what's your next step, what's your next piece of marketing material that you need. And as I said before, John was really helpful with that. I use IDH to understand what's going on in the area and to get our word out that we're a resource for others that fall in lockstep behind us as entrepreneurs and innovators.
No, that's fantastic. And thank you kind of for what you guys are doing. And, you know, really glad to hear that Hartford and John kind of welcomed the idea with open arms, because certainly has been such a pillar now as part of the community. So, and you know, you talk about innovation and, you know, so much of that happening throughout Connecticut, throughout our region. And Ojala, you kind of dealing with on the innovation space in your daily role with Travelers. So I don't know if you could talk a little bit about that and then how you've been involved with IDH.
Sure. So my role in Travelers, heading up experimentation, is really focusing on how do we build a culture of experimentation within our business lines, and how do we do that utilizing not just, you know, our global access when it comes to startups and accelerators, new technologies, but also our local regional access. As you know, over the last few years, we've seen the growth of the InsurTech ecosystem here in Hartford in particular, with the launch of the Startup Bootcamp Accelerator a few years ago. We have InsurTech Hartford, who's got a great program happening. And so it's really seeing how do we build the bridges between the corporate community and the kind of on the ground, local startup scene happening around the state. And so my role, which I've been here a little over 18 months now, has really been, I think, a significant factor of the growth of the broader entrepreneurial ecosystem in the Hartford area. But my involvement with IDH is much more prior to that. So prior to taking on the role at Travelers, I led up Reset, a social enterprise incubator and accelerator here in Hartford. And that was really, again, kind of going back to how John talked about the origins, that's where a lot of this started, you know, sitting around a table and saying, okay, we want to do more with entrepreneurship and innovation. There's a lot of activity happening and had been happening since sort of the 2010, 2011 mark. And how do we get the word out? People just don't know enough about it. And I think, you know, we were really grateful not only to have the support of the Metro Hartford Alliance for Reset and some of the big moves that we made in 2015, 2016, but also having them as a champion for and having them as a voice for entrepreneurship and innovation in the region. Really having them serve as a central hub and kind of take out a lot of the noise around all these different accelerators and incubators and activities and saying, here's a central location where you can learn about all the different resources that, you know, are available to entrepreneurs across the state. But most importantly, here's a hub where you can hear about all the cool things happening, not just specific to one industry, not just specific to corporate innovation or high-end technology startups, but really across the board when it comes to all sorts of entrepreneurship activities, small businesses, local startups, high-tech startups, corporate innovation. And that's been amazing to be able to see the amount of activity that's generated in Connecticut. I think prior to IDH, like, no one had any idea. John made reference to this. Like, when this was getting off the ground, people didn't know if we'd have enough stories to you know, kind of get something packed in for a month. And here we are 5 years later, and I'm sure Nan's book is still filled for the next couple of months, right? There's just a lot of activity going on. Sometimes the biggest problem is we are not too great about recognizing it. We can be a little bit down on ourselves here in Hartford, and I think this has really turned the tide for entrepreneurship and innovation, and that being recognized as something of strong significance and importance in the region.
Definitely, and one thing you hit on there, Adala, is spotlight all different industries too. And over the last 5 years, as you know, there's not one specific area or type of story that IDH is trying to promote. And so as we celebrate 5 years, as Nan, can you talk about this anniversary that's planned, which is going to go for a full week long and really is going to speak to all these different industries that IDH has impacted?
Absolutely. We are so excited. You know, over the years, to pigtail on what Otala said, I lost count, but I think we're at least like in the 400 to 500 person range of people I've interviewed and stories we've told. So it's getting to know quite a large community. And over the years, many people have said, you know, are there any events? Can we meet each other? Is there a way? So, of course, now with virtual plans, it's a little different. And it seems almost impossible to highlight everything and everyone in 5 days. So what we did was we created five different virtual events to kind of span five different topics. So day one on Monday will be innovation and entrepreneurship, which John and Deborah will be a part of. Day two, higher education. Day three, healthcare. Day four, lifestyle, which I'll be moderating. And day five will be insurance and insurtech, which Ojala will be moderating. So we're just super excited. We're hoping, you know, people can join either, you know, any or all of them, or any, you know, any ones they're interested in. And we're just super pumped about our panelists and excited to just share the mission of IDH.
No, it's great. And that's September 14th to the 18th and really open to all the public so that people can register at metrohartford.com. And John, you're going to be moderating, as Nan mentioned, the kickoff panel on the 14th. So with the theme being innovation and entrepreneurship. So how do you feel this theme is driving economic development for our region?
Well, let me say it this way, that innovation and entrepreneurship has driven the region's economy over the last couple hundred years. I mean, it's not exactly a new phenomenon for us. I mean, if you look at all the pioneers from our major industry sectors, again, over the last 100, 200 years in aerospace and defense, IFS, healthcare, you know, it's pretty amazing. Our history is one that many other regions would love to tout. So, I mean, this isn't new. I mean, maybe you could say, well, we have a new generation of entrepreneurs. Maybe in some respects we do. But, I mean, we're continuing a theme that has had a very storied past in the region.
Perfect. No, and Deborah, if you can add in too, as you'll be part of the panel on Monday, and I guess for you kind of for this event and also in general, is what do you hope people understand about the importance of providing opportunities for people to develop skills kind of in order to launch ideas?
Okay, so that's the crux of my whole existence, providing opportunities.
I was hoping you'd be able to answer that one.
Yeah, for people to develop skills, and not only to develop skills, but to upskill. We created Makerspace as a resource. Anybody can join it like a gym. So you can take safety classes and learn any of these artificial intelligence, virtual reality, 3D printing, woodworking, any of these skills. It is so important for people when they're launching their ideas, whether they quantify themselves as an entrepreneur or they're just poking around because it's cool and they have an epiphany about a great product, or whether they're already a manufacturer and want to branch into another business. When you're in that entrepreneurial bubble, you're alone. And I'll say this, it's so critical to connect, because when you're all alone trying to figure out, how do I get to the next step? How do I raise $10 million? What's going to be my Series A? What's going on now? Knowing that there are other people that have resources to support you, that even you're just sitting down with them, talking to them, and know that they've been there or they're here to help you to launch your idea, connecting is absolutely so critical. When you're out there, you know, you're scared, petrified, excited, gleeful, all of those things. And knowing, you know, that Hartford has, albeit not always perfectly streamlined and connected, but we do have a very vibrant entrepreneurial community. The thing that I want to talk about for a second is, as our life has changed with COVID, we need to get this information out to people that are comfortably living in the suburbs and no longer coming into Hartford. So, Nan, I'm charging you. I love you, and now I'm charging you with something else. It's like, you read your articles, and basically you look at them and go, damn, I didn't know we had that. Cool, I'm going to go check that out. Well, we've got to get, I'm charging you with getting an even larger, far-reaching voice, because as people are less coming into Hartford, our audience has to grow. Okay, John, mm-hmm. You can yell at me or anything. I'm done.
No, that's perfect. And Leeson, I think the importance of next week, so September 14th to 18th, is, you know, trying to get as many people involved to be part of these events, but then also to listen to them after. They all will be recorded. And so as a teaser for Friday of next week is, Ojala, can you talk about, this theme is going to be insurance and SureTech, and, you know, kind of talk about how you feel insurance is now probably even innovating more than ever.
Yeah, definitely more than ever. You know, insurance is a very, very old industry, and it's what I think the Hartford region and Connecticut in general has been known for a very long time, and kind of a, you know, stale, stagnant industry for a while, or at least that's what the vision of it was. Being someone who was born and raised in Connecticut, growing up here, like, all I remember saying is, whatever I do, I just don't want to be working in insurance. And here I am today. And it's changed.
But
I think
it didn't
the last
pan out
decade.
Well.
What's that? It did, yes.
Maybe it
did
pan out well, though.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting. I think the last decade for the insurance industry and I think the broader financial services industry has really been an incredibly innovative time. And that's due to a lot of how work is done and new technologies that have been introduced and how insurance carriers are now thinking about not just like, hey, our main way of innovating is like, how can we get your rates to be cheaper, right? And make sure you have car insurance or your home is insured, but really thinking about, okay, great. Like, how can we do more for our customers? How can we do more to understand how to add value and to keep them safe beyond just like being there for a claim when something goes wrong? And I think a lot of the evolution of the world around us has added to it, right? So you think about cars being a lot more safer with advanced technology safety features and how we're getting information on how people are driving and being able to understand that. How homes are getting safer because of things like, you know, smart home accessories, so everything from your Ring doorbell to, you know, whatever type of smart cameras you might have or water sensors or smart smoke detectors. I mean, it's just becoming more about the customer and their safety. And at the end of the day, if they're safe, that means we're paying out less claims, and that's great, right? And so I think that the last decade has been a big boost for the innovation in insurance and insurtech sector. And I think it's just going to continue to grow, especially with COVID, especially with kind of thinking about how people are now expecting and kind of being thrown into a way more digital world than ever before. I think we're going to see that to continue to grow. And it's really exciting to see the amount of activity, energy around the insurtech industry just here in Hartford. We've got multiple programs focusing on it. We've got multiple carriers investing into that space here in Hartford. And that's just awesome to see. I don't think it's something that we would have necessarily thought of a decade ago.
No, definitely. Definitely. And thank you so much for kind of teasing up kind of next Friday's conversation. And as we have a couple minutes left in the show, Nan, would love for you to just give us a quick preview about the other event that we have going on next week.
Yeah, sure. And I kind of would love to do some shout outs and name dropping because I think it's important to know the other, especially with the first event on Monday with Innovation and Entrepreneurship. The other panelists are Kevin Boulay from NIRAC and Mike Kaiser from the E-Circle Marketing and Andrea Hawkins, who's a founding partner at Leading Culture Solutions, and she's also the co-owner of Birkin's Blend and Birkin's on Oak. Those individuals were just so key in the development of IDH. All of them have really just helped me introduce me to many people, so that they'll be a really awesome conversation on Monday. Tuesday, we have a panel with higher education. So we have representation from the University of Hartford Entrepreneurial Center, the president of Goodwood University, Patricelli Center for Social Entrepreneurship at Wesleyan, that's the Connecticut Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. And we also have a young woman she's an entrepreneur and business owner, but she's also getting her master's in human resources at UConn, which is an awesome tie-in to sort of the higher ed and entrepreneurial pipeline. So discussing that kind of culmination of education and innovation and entrepreneurship. Wednesday's topic is healthcare. We have Oak Hill and someone from UConn Venture Development who works with the UConn Technology Incubation Program, also known as UConn TIP. We have another entrepreneur in the healthcare field who will be speaking about her experience, Priya Healthcare, and someone from WellSpark. And, you know, healthcare, again, is just another kind of one of those fields that innovation really ties into med tech and digital health, so we'll be talking about all those different things. Lifestyle will be moderated by me on Thursday. We'll be talking to innovators, entrepreneurs, collaborators, because the food and drink and fitness and retail and arts and culture is so integral to just kind of making our region a great place to work and live and be. So we have Connecticut Science Center, Parkville Market, and then our very own Shannon Mumley from the Hartford Chamber of Commerce will be talking to us because she can represent so many different things. Oh, and Chef Jay also. Sorry about that. Shout out to Chef. And then joining Ojala in the Insurance and SureTech panel on Friday will be NASA, and the Hartford and SureTech Hub, and Aureus Analytics, as well as Ryan Keating, who has his own insurance company. So he'll be coming at that from the entrepreneurial small business owner perspective. And we'll be talking about just sort of how, like, what Ojala said. You know, we are recognized as this global insurance capital of the world, but, you know, how is insurance innovating? So great topics, all different things. We really wanted to span all different industries. Kate, like you said, IDH has never been kind of stuck in one industry. We really like to represent everything. So, you know, as we have Deborah on the first panel talking about some things in manufacturing, we really want to cover all bases, and we're really delighted that so many people have been willing to engage with us over the years.
Great. And Nan, how can people sign up for all the events next week?
Sure. As you mentioned, they can find it through the events page on the Metro Hartford, but the easiest thing is just to use the bit.ly link, so bit.ly/IDH5year.
Fantastic. And then, too, even if people do miss the events, which are running September 14th to the 18th, is they will be posted to both the Innovation Destination website, which is innovationhartford.com, and also the Metro Hartford Alliance website, so metrohartford.com. So I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. It was fantastic, and I love everyone's energy. So certainly look forward to working with you guys more and looking forward to celebrating next week.
Thank you. We're so excited.
Thank you. Well, for more information about today's show and the Metro Hartford Alliance and Innovation Destination Hartford, please visit metrohartford.com. We'd like to say a special thank you to the sponsor of our show, Oak Hill, and really would like to say thanks to you for listening to the Pulse of the Region brought to you by the Metro Hartford Alliance. I'm Kate Fowlman, encouraging you to keep things positive and make today a good day.